Chapter 2. Steve gripped the back of the chair so hard that her fingers were numb for several minutes afterwards.
"Your pardon, mademoiselle," said the man suavely.
"If I have disturbed you when you were not expecting to be disturbed. But this is, after all, my flat."
Steve's eyes grew enormous and she stared at him.
"Your flat?"
He smiled sardonically.
"Does that surprise you very much?"
"Me? I could hardly be more surprised. But then I was expecting a very dull evening. And instead, I find you here, waiting for me. It is a reward I was scarcely hoping for at the end of a tiresome journey."
The thing about him that struck Steve more than anything else was his surpassing elegance. And he was so dark that if he was a Frenchman, he could just as easily have been a Spaniard. He had dark, enigmatic pools of eyes, and his hair was intensely black, although very lightly flecked with silver at the temples. His features were grave and even, his skin swarthy. And when he smiled, and it was his hard, cool smile that made her want to go on clinging tightly to the chair, his teeth flashed white and even.
"Perhaps, after all, it is best that we introduce ourselves," he remarked, as she remained as if petrified.
"I am Léon de Corvalès, and I repeat that I have a right to turn the key in the door of my own flat and walk in and find my bedroom free of the presence of an unknown female. In fact, just as it was when I saw it last."
But this can't be your flat," she stammered.
He smiled crookedly.
"Can't it? Well, it's highly unlikely I've been ejected in a matter of 6 weeks, which is the length of time I've been away. But we'll return to the subject of ownership in a minute."